Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon. Good afternoon. First time for everything. Bozilla is on at noon. So for your lunchtime, put something in your ear real quick. I want to say thank you for tuning in with the Bozilla Show. And my name is Stephen Bobo Bozilla, if you will. Check me out real quick. Check me up on Facebook. I'm on everywhere. Instagram, Twitter. You hear me everywhere. So. Hopefully my guest is on, so we can go ahead and get this show started. I know people are probably on lunch. Maybe you can listen to us on the radio, on the phones, in the car. So, Flavor, are you here?
I am. Just give me 1 second. Go ahead and fill your people in on what's happening. If give me a second. Just give them a little intro on some stuff you got popping, if you give me a second. Thank you.
No problem. Real quick, guys, I want to say thank you. Everything that's going on in this country right now, we all know what's going on, you know, between the virus, between election time and stuff like that. There's so much stuff to talk about. There's so many things that we could hit on today. So I'm really believing today is a thing that I'm not even going to bring up the pipeline because everybody knows where I stand on that. You do need to understand that it's time to get ready to get yourself out there to vote. I really don't care who you vote for. I do care, but I don't care. I can't tell you who to vote for. I know that the person who's in the White House right now is not the person who needs to be head of this job. So, once more, it's your choice. Your choice. You just make the right choice of what's going to be working for you. My thing is this. I'm not voting for who's in the White House right now. I will vote for his person who's running against him. And if he's not the person to run against, the person who's not going to be able to do it, then guess what? We can vote him out. So, my voice is this, guys. You make the decision what you choose to do, and I would say hopefully the chips fall where it needs to fall because this man in the White House right now who doesn't even care. I'm just telling you that's my opinion, and it is what it is. If you don't like it, don't listen. But are you ready, Flavor? Go ahead and hit him up.
I am ready. Thank you, Big Bo, and you so right about that. I just like to say hello to all the listeners out there and give God the glory today for this awesome opportunity to help people get their minds right, to help taxpayers get their minds right.
Okay. These are taxpayers. You're right. That's what we've always said, and I've said that before. I want to talk about real quick before we get going. You hear everybody talk about Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to hit on that real kind of hard today. Black Lives Matter is a ploy to make us as minorities put focus on that and not what the real problem is. My thing is this. You can't even say Black Lives Matter, but you're the first person who wants to pull a gun and shoot a black man. So it must not matter. Because if it matters, you wouldn't pull a gun and shoot a black man. I'm talking about your own kind. I'm talking about black-on-black crime. And so we're always talking about Black Lives Matter. So how can Black Lives Matter if you're shooting one of us? That's just my opinion. Go ahead,
chime in on that one. I forwarded you some information just to speak on that. Well, 100%. Black lives don't matter if you're allowing a white supremacist and a Confederate to rule and control your country. First of all, let's say it again. When I say taxpayers, that does not mean filing taxes. Every U.S. citizen is a taxpayer. Maybe I should stop using the word taxpayer and just say U.S. citizen. Maybe that will compute better because there's a disconnect here. people keep saying that they understand they're the boss, but you're allowing your employees, the politicians, to rule you, control you, discriminate against you, disenfranchise you. Every negative thing in the book. But beyond that, now there's so much focus. But it's a smokescreen. No one's paying attention to the fact that we're allowing our employees, political Ponzi scammers, to get away with crimes of the century, do whatever they want to do, and then we got to come back and spend our money to prosecute them while we're watching them commit the crimes in our face. So how do we, the ordinary citizen, get the FBI, the CIA, the police, the sheriff? Everybody comes after us, the ordinary citizen. By the way, nobody's paid attention to how we bailed out this country with our tax dollars, but we're allowing our political Ponzi scammers to decide whether they're going to give us our money to bail us out.
That
so that's
true,
what
you know
this
that?
Is about. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm just saying that when are we going to stop having these conversations and marches? This is like insanity, and that's what it's – they, the political Ponzi scammers, love this. When you go out marching, complaining, no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter, when is it going to actually matter? Now you've got these common – it's now talk about he going to teach activists. How are you going to teach activists anything when he doesn't even know how to teach people that they're the boss? So I'm going to stop using the word taxpayer and maybe just use the word – citizens. Okay, citizens, you're the boss. Okay, teachers, you're sitting up here crying on national TV talking about you don't want to go back to school, you're afraid. Well, you don't have to. Bottom line is no one has ever said, they keep saying money and commerce over lives. There's been plagues of time before. At least now in modern times, we have more choices and abilities and capabilities to deal with things, but we're looking to so-called big brother. These things are comforting to whom? How is it comforting to you when you don't have anything beneficial? And by the way, no politician is ever held up to an accountability, meaning where are the jobs? Where's the reform? They always blend it and the whole Wizard of Oz government effect, that it keeps on spiraling and manifesting. But what is this? It's like Bigfoot. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. Urban myths. We've created a system or an entity or a being within itself, and we keep expecting something from something when really it's us that have to produce it and manifest it. So I'm calling for a Black Lives Matter manifesto of a real plan of action. So instead of just saying it and wearing it on a T-shirt and now a mask and hashtagging it, what the hell does Black Lives really matter? Black Lives Matter because Black people are the boss. Black Lives Matter because this ain't 1855 or 1820. This 2020. So Black folks don't even know where they're at because people keep focusing on plantation thinking, slavery mentality type of seminars or presentations or marches, which keep only perpetuating and manifesting in your brain, oh, slavery, bad white people, so forth. Well, where are the Black people going to teach? If it wasn't for white people standing up, you would not be free. If it wasn't for white people fighting for justice, I hope Black people don't think just because they got out there with Martin Luther King, that's what changed this country. You better get your minds right, because that's not what changed crap at all.
Yeah.
Black people marching made awareness, but that's not what changed jack. Them white folks changed it. Just like they screwed it up, they cleaned it up. You better believe that.
Well, a lot of things is just what you just said about the one thing that bailing. Remember when Obama built out the car companies? You know, and that right there was something that everybody said, oh, yes, he bailed out the car companies. But you know what? It sure never came to that. Because you remember, everybody left and went overseas in Japan and stuff like that and left the major big three or big four. or big, yeah, big three.
Because
Chrysler,
because we allow our employees to sit and do that. Obama didn't create that crap. Obama only did 8 years. This country been screwed up for the past 4-5 decades because
that's so true.
Yeah,
that's so true. But
he was a part of the system. But if he didn't do the bailout, this country would have went into chaos. You got to look at the bigger picture. He didn't bail anyone out. What he did was mitigated a goddamn mess. That you see how they riding now? You see they want to blame Obama, blame Trump instead of blaming themselves. Oh yeah, he put a big old fire out.
Mm-hmm. He put a big fire out, but my opinion is I think he should have put it in the city as far as the roads and stuff like that. That was the main thing to be made. Because look, the railroads are tore up, the streets are tore up, the highways are tore up. So how people can get back and forth to work? I get that. I know the car companies had to get bailed out. But they also should have did the infrastructure in this country. This infrastructure in this country is horrible.
So that's where we now are supposed to step up and create our jobs and stop waiting on employees to do it. You just said it. He just managed this country for 8 years. These fools are destroying our country whenever they get in office.
Of course. That 1%.
They're mad
right.
with
That's
Obama the- about Obamacare, but it's Romney care. So they being the ones, see, I get why the poor folks don't get it or don't know no better. I'm talking about these so-called liberals, these progressives, these people who have jobs and degrees. Let's look at who is what. See, let's take away all the veneer. Let's take away all of the BS and get down. Let's take away all the feelings and stick to the facts. And that's where it lies at. See, everybody on feelings. Oh, you black, you white. Oh, this happened. All those things that we're actually complaining about, not any of us in modern times have experienced or really what I mean by affected by. I mean, we ain't living in them times. But we steady focus on them times. While we steady creating more chaos, we're responsible for these tragedies now. We're responsible for our modern decisions and discrimination. We can't, but we still talking about what they did. Back then's wins. Okay? See, that's smokescreen crap. And by the way, when are educated black people going to step up and start educating black people to understand you the boss, see? Begging for Black History Month. Begging for reparations when it's actually compensation. These educators or activists need to be educated, plain and simple. They are wanting, they're lacking, and therefore that's why we have no results. What we have is more complaints, more activists, more programs. If I see one more nonprofit pop up, it's a billion of them out there. So what's the problem? Where's the solutions? Where's the reform? Where's the change? Instead of talking about it, donate to me. Donate to my cause. Donate. Everybody talk about a vote. They don't even know what to vote for. They don't, like you just said, infrastructure. Why are we waiting on, what are we waiting for? We waiting on the wizard.
The whole fact is, once we do all this, are they going to listen to us? Are they going to listen to us? The only time they listen to us is when we act ignorant, when we start being violent. Then everybody wants to say, oh, they're upset. Why? Let's try to fix that. Let's give them some reference. You're right. That's what they're going to say. But here's the whole thing is we have to understand that it's bigger than that. We're bigger than that.
We've never tried. We've never tried. What I'm talking about is brand new. So that's why I tell people God gave me this. Remember, when the Jews cried out to Moses and God gave them Moses, they complained. Well, but what you mean we got to walk and where we go and how we go? See, that's what these folks be doing. You see, you want freedom, you want change, you want reform, and when somebody bring it to you, you already been working. You already been already everything is bad in your life. So they say, well, I'm going to go out there and don't know what's out there. I'm going to stay here. So this is where I'm at with all of this. I'm about revealing these wannabes, these frauds, these political Ponzi scammers, and these community con artists. I'm about saying to taxpayers, to citizens, hey, guess what? You know what? These folks can keep their doors open, but just not with our money. Defund them. There are no nonprofits that need to be funded. Check it out. I'm going to give you an example. See, I don't like saying words. I like giving examples. When a nonprofit gets $500,000 and they say that they're going to have housing programs and do all of this stuff. See, don't nobody need – there's the internet now. If anybody need to teach anything to anybody, you could go straight to the internet or on a video chat. So nobody even really needs a building these days. See, this Rona is showing how things can be so streamlined down to the least common denominator. And so if you getting our tax dollars to provide services in the community, but yet and still all the cars out in your parking lot are only belonging to you, the owner, the director, then we see who's benefiting, you, the owner, director. Now, if you got other cars out there pulling up that belong to the people that you've serviced and they benefited off of you and they came up, now we cooking with gas, but that's not what's happening. So I'm saying defund these fraud behind community con artists and these pulpit pimps. Why? Because if they really bout their life, then they'll be able to keep their doors open. You don't need government funding for our tax dollars to be wasted for you to benefit, because that $500,000 could have built 4, 5, 6 people houses, maybe more, depending on what area or part of the country you're in. You get me, Bo?
I hear you.
$500,000 can build at 50,000 minimum of a house. Because houses was just selling for that in Tampa, by the way. That's where we at, Big T down here. And I am with Taxpayers for a Change, 866-909-2929. And remember, taxpayers, citizens, you are the boss. No matter if you are advocating for bees, trees, or manatees, you the boss. This is not about flavor way. This is about your way. If you see something in your community, city, or state, and that you know it needs to be straightened out, this is what the bottom line is. There is no such thing as a Republican or Democrat. There is no such thing as blue or red, bipartisan, or conservative. It's only an employee politician. Get that impression. Listen to what they say. Every day we're watching this self-destruction. Oh, they went into session and they argued. Why are we allowing them to argue? That's not what they're hired for. They're hired to manage our respective states, not run them. This is a political chess game that is out of control, but we are out here playing checkers. When it's us who have been the pawns, we're sitting up here taking all of this crap, and every time I speak about it, it doesn't make me mad. It makes me more anxious to get even and to correct it, because unlike slavery, which you only could cry out to God to stop, God has given us the ability to control and run this, and we sitting back allowing this political chaos crap to happen. Leave God out of it. Thank God. That's why we already cursed with this damn open society. By the way, I hope everybody who keep claiming God and acting like the devil don't think that it's going to go their way. Because remember, we supposed to be a nation under God, but we acting like the devil every day. So this corona, this ain't nothing. This is something that who knows what's next. But in my lifetime, I'm going to make sure everybody know the truth and stop being on them false feelings and get on the real facts, 100%. Every day we sit up here and allow one of them, one or a group of individuals, a committee of 5 or 7 or more, to go to work to destroy our lives, to take away more of our benefits, our rights. Then more activism organizations. If the ACLU, the NAACP, FAM, any organization, community organization, does not step up and tell you the boss, and every organization is out there begging, got you begging. They're organizing you're organizing your own self-destruction. Every time you show up and beg or petition, you're begging your employee. So when they say, what are we going to do? obviously, there's only one thing to do. And if you ain't got a clue, here you go. Get your daggone pen, paper, or recorder on. Fast, big facts. Do what the homos did. The homosexuals figured it out. That's how they got gay rights. So if nobody gets it, what do we do? Just run it back and see how gay rights were established, how gay rights were obtained, how something that they thought, who is they? Homos did the same thing, and they're a taxpayer citizen. But for some odd reason, people want to classify them and group them as their own unique group. So if that's the case, I'll follow suit. The homos figured it out. They said, wait a minute. What are we begging for? Looky, looky here. Who are we begging? Listen here, Mr. Politician.
I'm going to say this. They've worked together. You know why? Because we can't work together. I'm talking about my brothers and my sisters. We can't work together. We're too busy stabbing each other in the back. Family, what's up? Church hurt? Everything. We are too busy stabbing each other in the back. We can't work together. They just don't know.
Remember, everybody is not woke up. Everybody is being misled. They keep asking the politician. They're not demanding. They keep petitioning. So this campaign that we're involved in is to help to get the word out. The million taxpayer citizen fell in March. Online, it's to get people woke up. Nobody has been given the info yet. So we can give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, let's look at this. You've been saying this for how long now? And I've been saying this for how long now?
I've only been on this for several months. I've been activist for many years, but I've only got the truth for several months.
That's what I'm talking about, Flavor. That's all I'm talking about. We've all been saying the same thing, but probably not the same way that you have said it, but it all goes hand in hand. But the thing, what I'm trying to get everybody to understand is we don't understand each other. We're too busy fighting with one another. We're too busy shooting one another. I look here in Dayton, look here in Columbus, Ohio. We're almost to the record of murders here in Columbus, Ohio that we had last year. There's no apparent reason why we should be killing each other over stupidity, over gym shoes, over tires. So what's that tell you about the black people? I'm black. I'm tired of seeing my black people getting killed over stupidity.
Okay.
So you know what? I understand we are the boss and all that type of stuff. But when we act like we're the boss, then people will listen. But we can't. Because
let's keep it 100 again. Blacks are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder on many levels. This is not an excuse. This is a diagnosis.
No, it is diagnosed because I know because I suffer from it too. You're right.
If we know better. Mind you, listen to the key words. If we know better, we should do better. So I'm coming to the table with something new. We've transitioned. We're in the 21st century. People are still doing 20th century activism. That's why they keep saying no justice, no peace, because they don't know anything else to say, when in fact it's transformed. Those who have fought for our freedoms and help us to obtain rights. First of all, let's just keep this real. White folks did not take over and conquer to divide and share. So we can stop acting like we so shocked and surprised that, oh my gosh, that's not how they really feel. And when I say white people, I mean those evil devils, just like we got evil devils, Hispanic, black people, every race. So when I say one, I don't mean all, because I know white people freed black people, okay? So let's just keep it 100. Black people complain, black people organize, black people, and that was for civil rights. okay? So this is only a short history. We ain't been kicking it here thousands of years. Blacks don't even understand our own history. And then they want to be separated. Now, mind you, you know why? Blacks have no control. We don't have control over our own continent, our own wealth, our gold, diamonds, none of that. So no wonder black people disassociate themselves from Africa. But you best believe if Africans was over there balling with all the, see, we think about how the rappers and people, when they speak of blackness, they speak of the supremacy. They don't be like, oh, that hunt village. So that's what people want. They want, oh, we come from kings. We come from queens. Awesome. But diamonds and gold. So the average black person is the blacks in Africa is poor, destitute, poverty, starvation. Who wants to associate themselves with that? We don't have to. We were crafted in this country. We are a unique population. We are Americans because not Indians who were born here. So what? Land has been conquered and taken over since the beginning of time. People want, when you listen to what their focus is, well, why? Where's the advancement and the achievement in the teaching process? I don't need a bunch of people. That's good. I'm empowered. I feel, oh, yes, I come from Africa, my ancestor. But what that mean for me right now? Because black people, I can see if you be like, look, you come from the wealthiest nation in the world, the wealthiest continent. This is how you invest in gold. You see, there's no association with anything that would make anyone want to be associated with Africa other than knowing that you black and your blackness come from that, whatever, whatever. I mean, that has nothing to do with our own progress in this country. So that's stagnant to me, especially when educators are begging. You wait one time a year to break out the blackness. So I'm on Black Alive 365. Black Lives Matter. Black Alive 365. Maybe if you understand your place in America, KKK, a black man, maybe if you understand that you're the boss black woman and that you should teach your children regardless, have them educated in if you can't teach them in these things, because this is how you become assimilated into your own society instead of perpetuating the same similar like ghettos that people keep thinking that you come from and slums. By the way, whites are never portrayed. They kick it like white people ain't poor in this country. Well, white people was poor before black people was ever poor. Because blacks had nothing. The fact that we've got something out of a country that only utilized us like toilet paper, that is an accomplishment in itself. So we can be proud of that, but that's not nothing new.
Okay, but this is what I'm trying to say. We only got like 2-3 minutes left, and this is what I'm trying to say is, how can I relate to a black person who don't want to give me a chance to talk? I'm talking about as far as black people in this country. We dog each other out so bad, it's pathetic. You know how much? You see how much gangster internet gangsters we have on Facebook? Internet gangsters. You know what I'm talking about. The ones who be trying to go ahead and go to the man and say, hey, he here talking about this, he here talking about that, and then you get blocked because you're preaching the truth. But here's the whole thing. 9 times out of 10, it's to somebody you call my brother. That's my brother. That's my brother. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, that's why I try not to do a lot of Facebook Lives. Because, you know, you say the wrong thing, everybody in their mama is going to try to come down on you. That's why I get on some radio stuff like this, because I can preach what I want to say. You can say what you want to say. Well, we got about nine seconds left, Flavor. Go ahead and end it out.
I thought this
about
was an hour show.
With you. No, no.
I
our
thought this
show,
was an hour show.
No, our show, I got to pay for an hour. I got to pay for an hour out of my pocket.
Oh, get the gun.
So
what you got to do, 30 minutes back to back? Anyway,
well, I can't cook
all black folks don't have to be assimilated. This is something that is basic for people to be understanding, that if you want to have your rights, your freedom, and your paycheck, and your money and life and liberty, then they need to get up on the fact that they're basically the boss. And that, we don't need to be come together with that. That in its own self will make its own unity.
I hear what you're saying, Flynn.
I can't figure out everything, neither can you, but we can do the best we can do. God be the glory.
All right, everybody. Bozilla is out. 10 seconds left. I want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in. We will be back with another show. I don't know when, but we'll be back with another show. But God bless everybody. Bozilla is out.